This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 219 for Wednesday, January 10th. I'm Glenn Hallett. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Wednesday morning, giving up part of the gains made yesterday. The March canola contract loses $4.50 at $620.80 per ton, and the May contract pulls back $4.80 at $628.10 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex are weighing on canola values. However, those declines in the Canadian oilseed are being tempered by upticks in Malaysian palm oil, but European rapeseed turns mixed. Gains in global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. Despite the snowfall across the prairies, there are concerns frozen soil will prevent much of the moisture from soaking in once spring rolls around. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 74.72 U.S. cents. The United States Midwest and Eastern Corn Belt receive rain and snow. Temperatures for the southern plains are forecast to drop to below normal come the weekend. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to publish its monthly supply and demand estimates on Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Pre-report estimates project U.S. soybean, corn, and wheat ending stocks to dip. The trade believes the USDA will bump up Argentina soybeans to 48.9 million tons and cut the Brazil soybean crop to 156.3 million. Meanwhile, CONAB drops Brazil soybean output to 155.3 million tons. For corn, the trade sees the USDA reducing its call for Brazil to 125.3 million tons. However, CONAB lowers its forecast to 117.6 million tons. U.S. Census data places November soybean exports at 7.46 million tons, corn exports are 3.57 million, and 1.33 million for wheat. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The March contract gives up 9.5 cents at $12.39 per bushel. March soy oil slips less than a tenth of a cent at 48.4 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $2.90 at $346.70 per short ton. Chicago corn is lower, with the March contract giving up 2 cents at $4.57 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its March contract adding 5 cents at $384.50. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago March easing back a quarter cent at $6.10. Kansas City March forgoes 3 cents at $6.24. And Minneapolis March sheds 2 cents at $7.03.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.